Chapter 31, Last Stop on the Journey. A busy month in England. Mrs. White's final month in Europe was spent in Great Britain and began with a long weekend in Kettering. This little city, about 15 miles east of Birmingham, is in the industrial Midlands and is today a center for the manufacture of shoes. We walked out and did some purchasing in the city in the Great Marketplace, she wrote soon after her arrival. Then added, purchased shoes. Her spiritual feet were shod also with the preparation of the Gospel of Peace. Before daybreak Sabbath morning, July 2nd, she was up and writing. Here is how she expressed her burden of soul for England. I felt deeply the need of special help from God in seeking to win souls to Jesus Christ. Without me, says Christ, ye can do nothing. How weak we are in our own finite strength. We want to work for the Master. I want to please Jesus, who has loved me, who has died for me. There is an unutterable longing of soul for the sweet, constant peace of Christ. I want Jesus in my thoughts continually. Ibid. She later continued her diary entry thus. At 10 o'clock, Sabbath morning, the carriage came to take us to the place of meeting. It is a good-sized hall. Its walls are iron and the hot sun resting upon it made it seem like an oven. We had about 50 assembled. I spoke to them from. Although the heat was very great, the Lord gave me much freedom in speaking. At 12 the carriage was at the door and we returned to our home with deep and earnest yearning of heart for the dear people whom we had addressed. We knew that many must have a true conversion to God or they would not be able to keep the truth or to withstand temptation. At 3 p.m. we again spoke to the church in Kettering from. This was a most solemn subject and the Lord impressed my heart with the terrible fate of the ones who, when Jesus shall come to examine his guests, he shall find without the wedding garment on. I think many were impressed. After the discourse there was a social meeting and many testimonies born, but I felt that souls were in peril. Souls were undecided and I urged that those who were not fully on the Lord's side should make decisions that day, should break the chains of the powers of Satan and be wholly the Lord's. Ibid. The results were gratifying, and a man and his wife, still quite young, came forward. He was a building foreman, but an intemperate man and often drunk for days at a time. Both bore testimony, and with much simplicity and deep feeling told their determination, and we must leave them in the hands of God for him to lead, for him to guide. He will do this if they will only submit themselves to him as to a faithful creator. Oh, what a terrible curse is intemperance! Ibid. Mrs. White had arrived in Kettering on Wednesday evening, June 29, and stayed at the J.H. Durland home on Hawthorne Road. The next day she was joined by her son, W.C. White. Besides the two Sabbath talks, she spoke to the church once on Sunday in a hall the pastor had rented for church gatherings. On Monday, July 4, Ellen White and her traveling companions journeyed to London and lodged during a four-day visit at the Tranter's Temperance Hotel on Bridgewater Square, Barbican Street. Here at last she found a few quiet days going over with Willie the newly written chapters in the Great Controversy. Always interested in the activities of the church that she helped to found, she made a trip out to Holloway to visit the International Book Depository at 451 Holloway Road. And she had time also to call at the house occupied by our sisters who were giving Bible readings and trying to get access to the higher classes. We found them well situated, she observed, Ibid.